We're doing in Yaakov. We're on the top of the page. In the standard editions, it says Lamed Tes on the top left corner by the letter Nun Vav. Amar Chizkia, Chizkia Tot. Amar Chizkia, Maidichtiv. What does the verse teach us when it says, Mishamayim Mishmat Adin? From heavens you made your rule heard, your justice heard. Eretz Yare'a Veshakata. The earth feared and then went quiet. Im Yare'a Lama Shakata. If it had reason to fear, what caused it to quiet down? Vim Shaketan, if it had reason to be calm, to be quiet, then Lama Yare'a. So then why was it scared to begin with? Ela, but what the pasuk is saying, Betchila Yare'a, initially the earth got scared, Ulvasof Shakata, and then the earth went quiet. Velama Yare'a, why did the earth get scared? Kide Reish Lakish. That can be understood the way Reish Lakish taught. We'll learn what Reish Lakish taught, and then we'll revisit who was Reish Lakish. Damar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Mai Dichtiv. What does the verse mean when it says, Vayi erev, vayi voker, yom hashishi? It was evening, it was morning, the sixth day. The sixth day. Ha shishi. Doesn't say the first, the second, the third, the fourth, or the fifth day. Only on the sixth day do we have that extra hey. Hey yetera lamali. Why do I need that extra hey? Melamed. This teaches Shehitna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imaaseh V'Reshit. Hashem made a condition with all of creation. When Hashem created the world, He made a condition V'amar lehem, and Hashem said to them, Im Yisrael mekabelin et haTorah, atem mitkayamin. If Israel accepts the Torah, you will exist. V'im lav, and if not, ani machzir etchem letohu vavohu. I'm going to put you back to the state you were in before creation, what's called tohu vavohu. And that's why initially the earth was scared. Maybe Israel will not accept the Torah. They were under this threat for the first 2,000 years of existence. And then the earth calmed down when Am Yisrael accepted the Torah. So this really teaches us many, many things, this Gemara. First of all, we see that there was a concept that there would be a Jewish people. Rav Soloveitchik writes that the initial plan was to give the whole world the Ten Commandments, not just the seven Noahide laws, which brings on a lot of thought. First of all, we discussed a few weeks ago that the Ten Commandments is an encompassing of all 613. So that means on some level the whole world was supposed to be exposed and perhaps even obligated to this level of observance, at least the Ten Commandments. Rav Soloveitchik does not expand as far as I've seen so far, maybe in other works, in the work I saw it quoted, he does not expand on A, what his source is, B, when did Hashem change his mind and only give the seven Noahide laws. But reading that piece in Rav Soloveitchik, you ask yourself, was Hashem's plan from the beginning that there would be a chosen people? This is Rav Soloveitchik on the Siddur. Rav Soloveitchik writes this. So we ask ourselves this idea. There are billions of people on the planet, and there are only a few million Jews. What was Hashem's plan to begin with? All these other people. So Rambam gives us one approach as to why Hashem created all these people. We have a few approaches which we've discussed in the past. But here in the Gemara we see there was this initial plan, there would be a chosen people. Those of you who would like, there's an entertaining book by Rav Aryeh Kaplan called If You Were God. It's in the Rav Aryeh Kaplan anthology, and it also exists as a standalone. And if you're curious to read it, and you cannot find it in our library that's currently undergoing a renovation, so let me know. I have it at home. I'll be happy to lend it to you. His point in that book is about how Hashem wanted to affect the world through a nucleus, through a core group of people that would affect the world, the idea of the Jewish people. Whether that's the theme of this Gemara or not, couldn't be argued. But one thing's clear in the Gemara, that from before creation, Hashem says to all of creation, if Am Yisrael accepts the Torah, you're going to stick around. And if not, there's no purpose in the world. You are not going to remain. So this idea that there would be a chosen people, Am Yisrael, exists before the world, before Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, etc. So that's point number one we see.
Wasn't it said that Zav Eliasaf, I think, said, when I was thinking that Am Yisrael existed, but for 2,000 years, it was just absorbing the bad in the world before it came down, because it had to learn from all the other nations the good of the bad, how Yaakov was a little bit of a trickster, but he came out for good reasons and stuff like that.
Okay.
So then, and then they came down, and from Abraham it started.
Okay. But you're adding to what I'm saying, right?
I'm asking if you've heard of the same.
No, I'm not aware of this concept. I hear. Now I heard of the concept. Okay. So that's one point we see in this Gemara. Number two, we see how important it is that we accept the Torah. The whole world is reliant on it. Sometimes we're very tempted as we're learning to do other things. There are distractions. There are a lot of things that are interesting. Maybe you can make some more money. The essence of the world revolves around the Torah. At the end of the day, this is really the axis that everything revolves around. Hashem says, you want to know if you're going to exist, world? Well, it depends on whether Am Yisrael is accepting the Torah. The only way to accept the Torah is to learn it.
I mean, it's just a metaphor for us, right? There's not another creature that's asking Hashem.
Oh, so that's the next point.
Did we say that that the earth kind of put its mountain over Am Yisrael's head? Because it was you got to do this or we're all kaput.
Yeah. It says Hashem held the mountain over their head.
Yeah, then you could see worshiping the stars. If you believe the earth had that kind of free will and power, that's a recipe to be
fruitful. You do hear stuff in the Midrash.
The Gemara, one page earlier, said Hashem held the mountain over their head.
That's the question I'm asking. Is there a way to teach us the importance of our role, or is there really a being out there that's on pins and needles? Some sort of spiritual entity called Earth
that
is really
worried. Oh, so that's the next point. Rambam says this is a machlokes. We have one medrash that says there isn't a blade of grass that doesn't have an angel that keeps hitting it and saying, grow. that medrash is of the opinion that there's hashgacha on every blade of grass. Then there are opinions that say no, hashgacha only goes so far as animals. Another opinion that says hashgacha only goes so far as the animal kingdom. In general, all lions, not specific lions. Another opinion says hashgacha only goes so far as the pious person. This is a discussion in the book of Jonah. The Navi Yonah is told to go to a non-Jewish nation. So that means there's hashgacha on the nation. What about a non-Jew as an individual? Does he have hashgacha pratit? Or is it that Hashem says there's a course of nature? Good luck. Does the average Jew get interference in his life? So we've gone from one extreme, where a blade of grass has hashgacha pratit, has its own angel, to the point of the average Jew, where do you say that if he sticks his hand in the fire, the only reason he'll get burnt is hashgacha pratit?
Does the blade of grass have the consciousness to say, to argue with the angel? That's what seems to be implied in the earth.
So here the idea would be that the angels representing these things, these creations, are there waiting in trepidation. Is Am Yisrael going to accept it?
But there's also, a table has a nefesh as well. A fido domen.
Okay.
But then that's
way out of my league.
Out of my league too. I have no idea.
You say an angel, and these sources say nefesh. Even the table has a nefesh.
Okay, I don't know. Coming back to here, we see. So, concept number one, the importance of Torah. Concept number two, the importance of the Jewish people. Concept number three, the idea that the earth and all of creation have some representation in heaven that speak on their behalf or that can tremble on their behalf. And we see that all of creation wants to exist. Meaning, what do they care? What difference does it make? So what? So they'll be obliterated. Why should they care? Why does it matter? And for that matter, if you think about it for a minute, why do we matter? Meaning, that's a question you have to ask yourself. How many names can you recount from 300 years ago? 400 years ago? I mean that in 300 years, who's going to remember you ever existed?
Yeah, great-grandchildren, what's the likelihood?
Yeah, great-grandchildren, like half the people don't know all 8 great-grandparents' names.
Fine.
That's his point.
Yeah. So, that's what's right. The point?
When
I'm saying... So man can look at his own life and say, I better eat a lot because I'm going to be worm food in that. So what's the point? You know, eat and excrete and die. What's the... So what's the point of life? So then you have to wait and look back to the Medrash. The Medrash says, everything wants to exist. Everything wants to live. David HaMelech says, Lo amut ki echye. I don't want to die. I want to stay alive. Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu fought for life. Lo amut ki echye. Moshe Rabbeinu begged Hashem, I don't want to die. Okay, why do we want to live? Vasaper ma'asei ka. There's this concept, I want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If my life is about connection, if my life is about doing the will of Hashem, connecting to Hashem, connecting to the eternal, so then my life can have tremendous meaning. If my life is about, let me buy things, let me volunteer and be a good person. It's very nice. You're a good person to people who will also die one day. So it's nice. You've benefited their life. Okay, good. Are you any better than the chair that's benefiting you right now? You're sitting on it. Okay, so the chair did its thing, you did your thing. Okay, you're dead and goodbye. It's been nice knowing you. What difference does it make? I'm saying, think about it for a minute. It's a pretty morbid thought. You suddenly realize there's mortality. We're all going to die. So Torah teaches us there's a world to come. That what you do here is just the starting point. It's not the end point. That our passing is our passing. We pass into another world. We're not. We leave the physical. We move on to a spiritual world. But there's another concept of why we want to live here. We have a purpose. And that purpose on a different level, meaning there's the purpose you see. It's a good thing to be a kind person. It's a good thing to help people. But on a different level, that purpose is also about creating to the Ribbono Shel Olam and being a part of Hashem's creator plan.
And part of that is doing what you said. If you do it because Hashem said to do it as well. Because the idea that the person could say, hey, if I could be right now with Hashem and have such a strong connection, unless this is the gym where I'm going to get an even stronger connection at some point, what's the point? And yeah. you know, I don't understand it, but you know, why TSMA seem if you're already with Hashem? You know, I mean, obviously
Thursday night, come. We can discuss it. Or email in the question. Okay, so what we learned so far is this idea that from creation to Lam Yisrael accepting the Torah, the world was, so to speak, in limbo. Will it happen or won't it happen? It's an important part of the world. And here the Medrash might be addressing another point that should really give us cause to wonder. Why did Hashem create the world and leave the world running for 2,448 years without a Torah? Meaning that's a question that's begging itself. The purpose of the world is Torah. The purpose is observe Torah, live Torah, move the world forward. And yet Hashem creates the world without Torah. Hashem puts man on the planet and says, here are 7 Noahide laws, deal. So there's a theme, there's a message in the book of Bereishis, which we will perhaps revisit in our next class, in our Parasha class. This week is Parashat, Vayishlach. I hope we'll get a chance to revisit it in our Parsha class. But the Medrash is at least saying that, yes, everything was in limbo in that sense, the Gemara is saying. There was this element where is there a point to all of this? That sense that we have of everything until Torah, until the book of Shmos is questionable. Because the book of Shmos is really the starting point in Parshas Yisro when we accept Torah. That's what the Medrash is validating here. That is the starting point. Everything else, so we have to explore what was the purpose of everything else, the 2,448 years preceding it. Okay, so that's what we covered thus far. We have...